Lord, as we begin this time of worship this morning, we want to thank you for how you moved in the village last night. We want to thank you for that good report that we heard, how there were many of the young boys were there seeking God, praying, Lord, and calling out for you. We just thank you for that, Lord, and we believe that you are going to continue that work in each one of their hearts. We thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. You answer our prayers. We know that you always answer our prayers, but we're so encouraged when we hear these reports. We believe that your work is going to continue. Even now, as they're in their meeting, their morning worship together, we just pray that God will move and minister to each one, Lord. Save boys who perhaps don't know you, Lord. Fill with the Holy Spirit. Heal bodies, Lord Jesus. Call into service. Lord, just do your work in each one of their lives. Bless our brother Peter and all those who are serving there, Lord. May the Holy Ghost speak through their lips, Lord, and may those words be accompanied with power. And we believe you, Lord Jesus, and we know that we're going to see the great work of God. And we know, Lord, that we perhaps won't even realize it all until we get to eternity. But we do thank you, Lord, in advance for what you are doing and what you are yet going to do. And so, Lord, we thank you that you are here. And you're here in our midst too, Lord Jesus. And you want to meet us and minister to us in these moments that we spend in your presence. And we pray that that work will continue even as we are upon these grounds. We believe you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Could we sing page 299 in our hymnals? Yesterday, today, forever. Let's sing that together. Shelley. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Let's sing together. 299 in our hymnal. All together. Oh, how sweet the glorious message simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever. Sick and lame, cheer the mourner still, the tempest glory to his name. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name, glory to his name. Let's read the second and third verses, shall we? He who was the friend of sinners seeks thee, lost one, now. Sinner, come and at his footstool penitently bow. He who said, I'll not condemn thee, go and sin no more, speaks to thee that word of pardon as in days of yore. We're reading the third verse in our hymnals of page 299. Third verse. Oft on earth he healed the sufferer by his mighty hand. Still our sicknesses and sorrows go at his command. He who gave his healing virtue to a woman's touch, to the faith that claims his fullness, still will give as much. Yesterday, today, forever. Jesus is the same. Let's sing the fourth verse together. As of old he walked to Emmaus with them to abide, so through all life's way he walketh ever near our side. Soon again we shall behold him, hasten, Lord, the day. But 'twill still Jesus as he went away. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name.
Worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. We glorify your name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's certainly in our world today, and has been so throughout, if there's one thing that is constant, it is change. Things seem to be constantly changing, don't they? This is actually a little introduction to our Bible study later, but there's a point right now to this. And I think being here at Pilgrim Camp, I know our brother Tom and the staff that's here for a length of time, like Sister Elsie, Brother Paul. Things constantly change here at camp. Now, not the system, but people come and people go. A new period comes in, another period goes. Guests come in, guests go. Staff comes in, staff goes. It's just that it's almost like must be like living on the beach. One wave comes in and there it goes back out. Another one comes in and it goes back out. And sometimes it's high tide, sometimes it's low tide. We've been pretty full lately, so I guess it's a high tide recently. There's change. There's all sorts of change. And you know, I want to just share a little testimony, and that is I've been blessed this week that I've been here, because those of you who are staying, well, you're about to have another change. You're going to see somebody else up here. Our dear brother Ernie's going to be with you for the next week, and I know you're all going to be so blessed. My son is dying to stay an extra day. We are not able to, but I would have loved to have stayed and heard you, brother Ernie, and worship together. When, as brother Eddie used to say when he came here, I'll never forget that line, when he could finally sing bass. I don't know if you remember that. He said, it's nice to come, and he used to sneak in the meeting. I never knew he was there until I heard his voice, because he would sit right there and you didn't know he was here until all of a sudden you heard him singing bass. And he said, it's so nice to come and just be able to sing bass. And that was his way of saying, I don't have to lead the singing. I don't have to sing real loud. I could just sing bass and enjoy the presence of the Lord. Well, Brother Ernie's going to be here, and I know you're going to be blessed. Well, he's already here, but he's going to be here, and you're going to be blessed. But it's been a privilege to be here during these days. I don't know if I have a specific kind of a mentality, and I'm sure all the other pastors would do so well here, but I love this time when I caught the end of the girls' period, then we had the youth retreat here, and then we had the beginning of the boys' period. And it made this week go so fast, because there was no length of time to anything. It was like one group was coming and they were gone. And then another group came and they were gone. And now the boys are here and now I'm gone. But, you know, in the midst of all of that change, it's been such a blessing to me to see these various groups, to see the counselors and the staff members and the campers and those young people who came up to seek the Lord over the weekend, to see just these different groups and realize it's not just these same tired faces that love the Lord. I'll never forget one time I was here. Many years ago during the winter program to visit some friends who were here, so many of those who were here training for the ministry under Reverend Gordon Gardner. We're good, close, personal friends of mine. And so when I was off from college sometimes in the winter, I would get a chance to come up for a couple of days and just spend some time, you know, of course, visiting and sitting under Brother Gordon's ministry and teaching. And one time I even helped them out here with a pickaxe, dig through about 4 feet of absolutely rock-hard frozen dirt. And at one point, I still remember our brother Mike Corrigan looking at me going, "Man, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here to help us do this." But in one of those services, they used to hold the services in here because I guess the heat in the prayer room, they didn't have to heat the whole place, but they had enough in there. And I remember sitting there, and Sister Caroline said, "Now look around. Look around. Same old tired faces." Because it was a group of about, 12, 15 or so that were here all winter. Now, from time to time, they would have retreats come, but other than that, same old tired faces. Now, you knew Sister Carolyn was going somewhere with this, don't you? Said, same old tired faces, but don't look at the faces. Jesus is here. Look at him. Look at him. And, you know, as I've seen all of these faces come and go, I'm glad that we can continue to look at Jesus. Because all may change. And guess what? I got news for you, which if you didn't know this, newsflash, all does change. And I know that's not a newsflash, is it? All does change. All does change. But Jesus, never. Never. And so I thank the Lord for the blessing that I've received being here, being with so many of you, hearing some stories. I was so blessed. I said to Brother Angelo's testimony last night, "I didn't know you were a criminal in your old days, Brother Angelo." And I'm kidding you a little bit, but I know you don't boast of that at all. But, you know, to see what Jesus can do in a life, what Jesus can do in people's lives. And, you know, it doesn't even have to just be spectacular. You know, I want a little joke, but this is real. When we were kids, you know, we'd hear these testimonies. You know, you'd hear people who were, you know, former this and former that, and you know, God saved them. And here I'm sitting there, and I'm raised in a preacher's home. And I mean, you know, I was a sinner. I was a sinner, needed to be saved just as much as anyone else. But you know, and you know, I never did a lot of those crazy things. And sometimes I would sit there, and people would be giving their testimony, and man, you almost feel, man, I wish I was a criminal. I wish I had like a really cool testimony, you know, to share with people, you know, about what I did and what God lifted me out of. I was just sort of a semi, or at least in my own eyes, goody two shoes who, you know, I had my moments, but, you know, never really had the major rebellion or anything like that. But and I'd hear those testimonies, man, my testimony is so boring. Well, it got a little more interesting as time went on. But anyway, you know, but it's the same Jesus. It's the same Jesus that lifts all. We're all in the mud, aren't we? We're all in the dung heap, and the Lord has to lift us up. And so I'm thankful for the blessings that I have received while I was here. I know we've all been blessed, not because of anything here, but because of Jesus. Jesus. Because people come here seeking Jesus, not just to hear some particular person speak, but we've come to hear Jesus and to have him speak to us. I know he's spoken to me. I came to the Lord looking for some things. I don't have all the answers. It's a step, it's a walk of faith. That's why it's called a walk of faith, you know, because the Lord doesn't always give us the answers. He just says, just take this next step. Just take this next step, and then I'll lead you. I'll lead you. And so let's continue to look to him, and we're going to continue to look to him and pray for you. We pray for Pilgrim Camp all the time in our church. We have many who are integrally involved here with the camp in different periods and all. And we pray for you often, and so and continue to pray for us. And we're just going to seek Jesus together, knowing that all may change. All does change, but Jesus never. And what's our response to that? Glory to his name. Glory to his name. And so could we sing one more song that talks a little bit about this? I have a couple of numbers written down there. I would love to hear a few testimonies if you have it. I have a little word to share with you this morning. How about Great is Thy Faithfulness? Page 12. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Page 12 in our hymnal. Let's sing a few verses of this together, and then certainly I'd love to hear a testimony or two. Praise the Lord. Let's give glory to God. Praise the Lord. All together. Great is
above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness.
Brother Jonathan was talking before. I remember Brother Jonathan when he was small. Well, no, not really. He never was small. I think you were my group in Onanto.
Absolutely.
I maybe shouldn't have let the cat out of the bag because you were just wondering which of the two of us were older. Now you know that by far I exceed Jonathan, and that's easy to tell by just looking at us. But
you were the junior counselor. That
one,
Paul was the senior counselor.
Yeah, yes. That one year we had, I think, five or six boys in Onanthem that were bigger than I. Brother Jonathan was just one of them.
Yeah.
And then there were a few others. And of that group, and I could tell Dean Spivey and Jeffrey Moore, and David Perez, and a few others, I can't remember all their names right now. And then some others that were shorter than I was, but Tom Kineth,
yeah.
And other guys. And so many of them went on to serve the Lord.
Yes.
They were 15 years old or 14 years old at that time.
Yes.
And God has been faithful.
Amen.
I can think back of some of those kids. They're not kids anymore. But over the years, and that's many years ago now, as you can imagine, the Lord has been faithful to these young men who, at that time, that year we had 16 in Onanthem, 15 on a campus. We just couldn't bring ourselves to giving all 16 on a campus, so we had to kick one out and didn't know which one to do, so we drew straws, not really. But God can keep a person over the years. And the testimony of Brother Angelo, and I've heard his testimony, although not last night, thank God for what he's done. But we had a meeting like that years ago in Ridgewood. I don't know who the participants were. I don't remember any of the testimonies. But there was one after the other of a life of debauchery or crime or addictions. And I remember sitting there as Brother Jonathan. Where's my testimony? I just better be quiet. I've got nothing to say. And so my cousin Grace got up. Some of you remember Grace. And I'll never forget her testimony, although I forgot all the others. She said, I'm thankful tonight that I don't have a testimony like they do. But I'm thankful that ever since I've been a little girl, Jesus came into my heart.
Yes.
And Jesus can keep us.
Yes.
And he can continue his work in us. Amen. And although, yes, he, thank God, lifts us out of the miry clay and sets our feet on the rock. Thank God he can lift us out of the lesser miry clay before we go deep into the mire. And then can keep us, as we heard yesterday. He's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the Father with exceeding joy. I had the chance to go down to the village last night with the boys. That's where I heard that verse. That's the verse that they were referring to. And we just sat there. I didn't want to participate. I didn't. But I just wanted to, for nostalgia's sake, go down into the village again. And the Lord so met those boys.
Oh, praise God.
I can't think of a better start that I can remember. In all my years of being down there with them, the response to the altar call, the whole front was just filled with kids. I saw a couple boys wanting to get there, but they couldn't because there wasn't enough room between them and the chairs. And so they just kind of stood in the aisle or worshipped in the aisle. And the whole room, it seemed, from kids sitting in the last row to those in the front with hands raised, worshiping the Lord, thanking the Lord. I was just so thankful to be there to see that, because I again thought, Lord, you're just the same. Great is your faithfulness, morning by morning. And so the Lord can keep any one of us. And I thank God for Brother Jonathan and for his ministry. I usually don't get to come to camp early. It just so worked out that way this year. So I was able to be in a few meetings and glad to be here. I'm glad that the Lord has kept Brother John, continued to use him, and continued to work in and through him. And then those kids down there, they're the next generation of, or, you know, they'll be here some one of these days, standing behind that pulpit by the grace of God if he tarries. And God is going to keep these kids. The world is dark. The world is difficult. The world is this. That's the world. We're in the kingdom of God. He's able. He's mighty. He's strong. And so we're thankful for what the Lord has done in the past and is doing today. He's faithful. I'm thankful
Amen.
For it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We do thank you.
We do thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I would like to express my thanks to Brother Jonathan for his ministry, too, on behalf of the staff and the trustees. We are very thankful to have men of God like you and Brother Ernie and those that have been before and are coming later in the season. We're very privileged to have men of God who speak the word out of a life that they live. We can see their lives, and I appreciate that so much. Brother Jonathan told us the other day that about praise and worship and the difference. And I was thinking of that this morning, how blessed we are that we have this little secret of praise, and how we've been taught all these years to praise the Lord when we're in a funk or when we're down. We should get alone and audibly praise the Lord for 15 minutes if it takes, if you're down. To get into the habit of doing this on a daily basis, alone, in your car, just praising the Lord. It lifts us. And I'm so thankful for this wonderful, as I said, secret. It is a secret. We read it in the Bible, but we have people that just don't know how to do that. They sit in a meeting like this, and they just keep their mouths closed. And people are praising. What a wonderful, wonderful weapon we have that lifts us high, lifts us above the fray, lifts us above our troubles, our discouragements, our questions, as we lift our voices to Jesus and praise him for what he is doing, what he has done, and what he wants to do in the future. So I'm thankful for that. God help us all to praise him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice.
Yeah.
Amen. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Cut anyone off. Is there anyone else yet? I get folks in my church all the time while I'm getting up, especially while my knees were not so good. I thank the Lord for that. 8 months ago, I had double total knee replacements. I thank the Lord that recovery is going well. You may see me once in a while walking a little slowly. Sometimes they're a little stiff, and sometimes the balance is not quite where it should be yet, but that's coming along. While I'm working my way to the pulpit, sometimes somebody, can I jump up? I was like, go, jump up. Go ahead. One time we had so many folks wanted to give testimonies. I was there, and I just went and sat back down. Sister Marie, come on.
I just want to say a few words, and I'm not even going to stand up to say them. The last time I visited the bone doctor, he says, keep off those feet and legs. I said, how do you do that when you've got 4 sons? And you got 20 grandchildren. No, that's wrong. Anyway, 24 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. I said, how do you keep off your feet and off your legs? But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you for Sister Grace, Pastor Jonathan's mother. She said to me the first time I met her, and we became fast friends, and I have pictures of my husband Charles and myself and Sister Grace and her husband, and I don't know if I brought them with me or not. I was going to do that for the reunion. But anyway, excuse me, I can't talk and sit down. She said to me, and I never forgot it, you know, her beautiful blue eyes, I think they were, she looked at me, she said, Sister Marie, I'm going to give you a prayer request. I said, okay, Sister Grace, what is that? I mean, I looked right up to her. She was on the same level up there with Hans Wolfogel and Gordon Gardiner and the rest of them, you know, all on my pedestal. And she said, I want you to pray. I have a son, Jonathan. And I want you to pray that God will speak to his heart and call him and do his will in him. It wasn't my prayer.
So it's your fault.
But I mean, I was one of the thousand, perhaps, of praying for this little boy, the preacher and his wife's son. It pays to pray.
Yes.
We can't say that often enough.
No.
It pays to pray.
That's right.
Don't ever forget.
No.
Thank God for answered prayer.
Yes.
And thank God for all the prayers that he's answered in my life. I could talk for 4 hours, but I'll sit down now. I just wanted to say,
amen.
I thank God for Sister Grace. And when I heard the word that Sister Grace had passed away, I said, that'll be the end of Pilgrim Camp. How many years ago is that now?
12.
How many?
12.
12 years ago. And see, it hasn't ceased yet, and it won't cease. And then when I heard that Brother Eddie was gone, I said, he's in charge of that reunion, thank God, and Brother Paul, and Sister Elsie, and Sister Letha, and all the other greats. Forgive me if I don't mention your name. I know they're all greats. But as long as God lives, and as long as we stick by that motto up there.
That's right.
And I don't want to hear anybody complain about modesty or holiness and say that doesn't belong in a camp. We should be free to run around the way we want to. No. Holiness unto the Lord. Pastor Hunt, I wasn't here when he said it. I wasn't here yet. But Pastor Hans Wolfogel said, as long as we keep this camp holiness unto the Lord, God's blessing is going to be on this camp. Well, yes. I'm almost 100 years old. I'm not going to be 93 if I live till September. And my husband was 97 when he passed away 2 months ago. But you know, like the old song, the Christian goes right on, and God goes right on, showering Pilgrim Camp with His holiness and His blessing, as long as we revere Him and love His name and want to live a holy life by the grace and the help and the mercy and the goodness of God.
Amen. 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 Amen.